The Olympics are just getting underway, but Lopez Lemong is not in London yet. He's returned to Flagstaff in order to finish his training. Lopez says Flagstaff is the place that made him a world-class athlete, and he's brought some of his U.S. teammates with him.
It's like I'm still a student here, you know. Right. I still run the same trail that I've been doing, and that is nothing changed. It's still the same distances and things like that. So that's why I'm bringing some of my friends, my teammates, to come here and actually experience the love of what the Flagstaff have to offer for the world.
Lopez doesn't seem to mind the fact that he is missing the parade of athletes through London's new Olympic Stadium. That's partially because of his role in the 2008 Beijing Olympics parade. Bob Costas, during NBC's coverage of the opening ceremony.
The flag bearer here is Lopez Lemong. Born in Sudan, torn from his family at a young age, he ended up in a refugee camp in Kenya. Eventually, he came to the U.S. as one of the so-called lost boys of Sudan.
Because of that life story, the U.S. athletes voted Lopez as America's flag bearer 4 years ago. Lopez was born in Kemotang in what is now South Sudan. At age 6, he was kidnapped and held captive by the Sudan People's Liberation Army. After weeks in captivity, Lopez, along with 3 other boys, escaped the camp where they were being made into child soldiers. They spent the next 3 days running until they reached the Kenyan border. Lopez and the other boys were then placed in a nearby refugee camp. In 1996, he walked several miles in order to watch the Atlanta Olympics on a small, black-and-white television. That's when he saw U.S. sprinter Michael Johnson set world records in the 200-meter and 400-meter races.
And I watched Michael Johnson win that 400 meters. And he went back to the podium and had this Olympic, basically his country flag on, and he cried. The whole time I was like, why did he cry? You know, he just won. He just beat everybody. I want to be running as fast as that guy.
At the age of 16, Lopez wrote an essay to the Catholic Charities about what he would do if given the chance to relocate to America. He was given the chance and relocated to Tully, New York, where the Rogers family was waiting for him. Lopez's running career began at Tully High School, where he stood out. He earned a scholarship to NAU. There, he won 2 championships before leaving school early to pursue a dream. He became an American citizen in time to race in the 2008 Olympics. He won a spot on the U.S. team for the 1500-meter race, but a sore hamstring kept him out of the finals. Since 2008, Lopez has returned to NAU as a student. He finished his bachelor's degree last year in hospitality management. He also spent time writing his book, Running for My Life, which was published this month. The foreword to the book was written by Lopez's hero, Michael Johnson. But Lopez still has one goal. He wants to stand on the winner's podium and receive a medal for his adoptive country.
All my dreams and everything that I need to think about is thinking about that, or be in the podium.
Lopez is scheduled to run the 1500-meter semifinal on August 8th. The finals will be run on the 11th. Lopez has the world's fastest time in the event this year. On April 29th, he ran the 5K in 13 minutes, 11.63 seconds. He set that time despite miscounting his laps and stopping with 400 meters to go. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.